Hi, this is Anthony Turner, and today I'm talking with Liz O'Dwyer from Customer Centricity. Sounds really interesting. Liz, what is Customer Centricity and what's it about?
Well, Anthony, Customer Centricity is a consultancy-based business, and it's working with both small to medium-sized businesses, both with management, the owners, and their staff. And we go through some tools and strategies and tips and hints to create a customer-centric business. So that whole focus on the business is actually geared toward the customer, which really is the pinnacle of your business, because as anybody knows, if we don't have customers, we really don't have a business.
Okay, that sounds great. So when you say a customer focus, by that, do I understand you're sort of saying ensuring that all parts of your business have the customer in mind?
Yes, absolutely, Anthony. It's not only the face-to-face dealings. There's a wide range of what we call touch points throughout anybody's business that really needs to be centred around the customer to give the customer the ultimate experience in any business. This actually leads to better relationships with your customers and ultimately more sales per customer, which is it's a great thing for your bottom-line sales. Overall.
Yeah, absolutely. That, I mean, I guess there's not a business person out there who doesn't like more sales.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, when you're talking about customers, you're talking about customers just in the sense of the people who come into my business and pay me money for the work that I do?
That's one type of customer, Anthony. There are a wide range of customers, both internal and external. So if it's a medium-sized business, you'll have other departments, for example, that are a customer to the customer service department. But you also have business associates, business partners for a smaller sized business that are essentially your customer. You can have suppliers to the business that are your customers, because if you don't provide them with a quality level of service, they can actually do some, they're not actually going to refer your business to anybody else.
Okay, so that intrigues me a little bit. So you're talking about a supplier as being a customer. That could be a bit confusing. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Sure. Any business likes to have a really good reputation within their community or globally, really, because that's really the platform that we're operating on these days. So a supplier can enhance your business by word-of-mouth referrals to his or her contacts, or they can not give your business a referral based on the level of service that that they're provided by you.
Okay, so by having the good relationship, then obviously I would imagine that if businesses reach tough times, which we all do some from time to time, if you've got a good relationship, then probably that supplier is more likely to help you out. So it makes good sense to have a strong customer relationship both ways, if that's... I'm understanding you correctly.
Yes, yes, absolutely, Anthony. It's all about the relationships. And as you say, if the business does hit hard times, generally the first thing that a business owner will do is actually cancel any sales and marketing programs that they've got going, because they're looking at all of their spending avenues, and that's one of the first things to be cut off the budget is the sales and marketing. But if you've got a strong customer base, if you have really strong quality relationships with your customers, they will actually keep you going and they'll still provide referrals to you, which is, really advertising for nothing. It's actually building your business for free.
Okay. So it sounds like there could be some real advantages to having sort of a customer focus, set up within your business. Are there any other real advantages about having a customer service focused business?
Yes, absolutely. There's a number of advantages. And it's, as I touched on before, it actually leads to increased sales per customer and an extended lifetime of your of the customer to your business. If you do have staff, there's actually better staff retention, because there's greater job satisfaction for the staff being able to provide quality service. I also mentioned the level of referrals, or the number of referrals that can come in from your customer base. So again, that's it's great reputation and branding, which is a very it's priceless, and that all impacts on your bottom line sales. So you can really gold your database is actually gold in terms of building your business.
Sure, I guess, you know, how would you, when you say your database is gold, and I sort of understand that, how in a customer service or a customer centristic business, how can you really use that database effectively? What might be a couple of tips that a business owner could, you know, use straight away, you know, to maximize his database?
Well, the thing that I see time and time again, Anthony, is that when businesses win, I guess you could call it, win a new customer, they will sell their product or service and they take the customer's money, and really that's the last time that that customer actually hears from the business until it's, you know, time to sell them again. And what the business owner and the staff do is they go out and they put on a huge sales and marketing campaign looking for new customers. And your current customer base is then left uncared for, I guess. So it actually leaves those people open to be enticed away from your business and enticed perhaps away to your competitor. So the ideal thing to do is to actually treat your customers like gold, to make them feel valued, to build up the relationships, find out how you can maximize your assistance in helping them build their business. And in return for that, you actually gain loyalty from your customer base. So there's no way that they would actually move away to your competitor unless something drastically went wrong, but you've actually got an opportunity then to improve the relationship and improve what went wrong. So it's about building relationships with your current customers in order to extend the lifetime, increase their spend per customer, and obviously all that impacts positively on your bottom line sales.
So if I'm a business owner and I was interested in, you know, building up my customer-centristic experience, how would I go about it? What's the sorts of things that I would need to do?
Well, first and foremost, the first thing a business owner would need to do is actually get feedback from your current customers, because they are the perfect people to ask about the things that the business actually does well, but also in some cases, sometimes they do things not so well, but they're unaware of that. So your current customers are an absolute goldmine in terms of feedback to build your business and perhaps to rectify some things that have gone wrong. Now, as a bonus to that, your customers are going to feel really valued that you thought enough of them to contact them to ask them for their feedback. So you might want to offer a small, you know, 10% discount on your next product purchase or something like that in return for 5 to 10 minutes of their time to actually get feedback on what they think is doing really well in your business, but also, and probably more importantly, things that they could see as an improvement to the business. So that doesn't have to be a huge exercise, but it is certainly a valuable exercise.
Okay, so, and once you've got that feedback, then what do you do with that?
Well, you would actually sit, and if you do have staff, really get the staff on board with this and give them ownership and accountability for any of the improvements that the customers come back with. And some improvements will be valid and some may not be valid, but I would actually say 8 out of 10 pieces of feedback that come back through to the company are very low cost strategies that you can implement almost straight away and also see immediate results from it.
Okay, so for those business owners that don't have an idea about how to go this or go about getting this feedback or the right sort of questions for us, do you provide that as a service?
Absolutely. That's something I absolutely adore to do, is working with the small to medium business owners. And it's a workshop that I actually held earlier this week with several staff members who were very passionate about the level of service they provided, but they didn't realise that some of the things that they were doing were not endearing themselves to their customers. So it was actually a really, really positive process to go through to actually streamline some procedures and get the staff then on board to have their own accountability to improve the services that they actually offer to the customers. So it was really, really good. It was a really valuable workshop for them, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. So, yeah, my passion is within the small to medium businesses to assist them to gain a customer-centric focus.
Yeah, I actually remember an organisation that I was in some time ago where we had some problems with people out in the warehouse thought that their role was to just send out parcels. They didn't realise, you know, how much they're part of the chain of customer service, if you like. And I would imagine from what you're saying that, you know, possibly your workshops and things would be helpful to help people from all different sections of a small business understand the importance of the customers and how their job actually relates to a customer.
Yes, absolutely. Even though the customer service staff will have the either face-to-face or over the phone or direct dealings with the customer, very often it's, for example, the account staff that still have direct dealings with the customer that may not have that customer-centric focus. You've also got the warehouse staff, as you mentioned, Anthony, that they do also, their role also plays a part in the final delivery process to the customer, but they may not be aware of the impact on their role as the overall service to the customer. The workshop that I did earlier this week also had sales reps who have now put their hand up and have requested customer service training because they've acknowledged that there are areas there where they're falling down, so they've actually put their hand up to get some of that training, which is great.
Fabulous. Okay, Liz, well, look, thank you for the time today. It's been really, really appreciated. For those people who would like to find out more information about customer centricity and how you can build strong customer service in your particular business, visit Liz's website. It's customercentricity.com.au.